It's almost like, what do we say to these things? It's a wonderful thing to sit at the feet of a modern day apostle. Father, we're so thankful, so grateful for this school of ministry, for the founder, our apostle, his family. We thank you for the manifestation of the supernatural in his life. Truly, he's one to train us, to season us, to cause us to go into the deepest realms of the supernatural. So we thank you for him. We praise you. And so right now we go and trust the greatest teacher of all, God, the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can escort us into the supernatural. So Holy Spirit, you word our mind. You guard our mind, word our mouth, that these students may receive only that which you have for them this night. In Jesus' name, amen. This class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. I just want to jump in and start flowing with some things that we didn't get to last week. But I want to start here with the prophetic flow, because this is one thing that the author of the book points out. Amen. The author, you read this in the preface, the author of the book, Apostle Jonathan Davis, amen, has pointed out that there is a now generation of inexperienced and untrained believers waiting to be trained by fathers who have, by reason of experience and use, qualify themselves to train us. We just come out of that class on the supernatural, so we know. We should have no question. He goes on to say, get back here now. The prophecy gift sets forth the Holy Ghost's flow for all of the other gifts, the prophecy gift. In other words, when we begin to prophesy, it is the gateway. Let me put it this way. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. See, we're going to have to go here tonight, because y'all just take for granted everybody filled. You'd be surprised at how many people don't believe in speaking in tongues. Right. Watch this. Not because it's not available, simply because they have not been trained. Right. So let's go this. The prophecy gift sets forth the flow of the Holy Spirit river for all of the other gifts to flow through. So if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, yes, sir, you can't enter into all of the others, because it's the gateway. Are you with me? Yes, the revelation and the power gifts, they become more effective when they flow through the prophecy gift. Yes, you understand that? Yes, we'll get to it. The revelation and the power gifts, they flow. They are more readily available as we begin to grow in the prophecy gift. All right? The stronger the prophetic flow, the stronger the flow of the other gifts will be. Now, we talked about this last week. The discerning of the spirits is a must for all those who want to minister in the realm of the spirit. The discerning of spirits. Amen. Which is in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 is one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me now? Yes. Now, I want to begin to lay a foundation, because there are some terms we have to familiarize ourselves with. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Terms we must know so that we can all begin the flow. Yes. See, one thing I found out about the Holy Spirit, you know, you fumble around a little bit and people kind of want you to, you just don't look like you know what you're doing sometimes. That's a good thing. Because apostles have trained us to say, just fumble a little bit. You know. Now, since the prophetic flow is the gateway to flowing in all of the other gifts of the Spirit, we must eliminate all confusion, all ignorance. You got it? Regarding, watch this, several things. Being born of the Spirit, being baptized with the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. We got to clarify that. Are you with me? Okay. Our example is Jesus. Who is our example?
Jesus.
Jesus is our example. He's the pattern for us. So number one, let's write this down. Jesus was first born and conceived, by the Holy Ghost. Born and conceived. See, we got to start with the basics. See, he's the example. Luke chapter 1. Come on. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. If I can set the pattern, you can't argue with the pattern. Right. Amen. Amen. You might fuss. Don't fuss with the pattern. You got Luke 1:31?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. And bring forth a son.
This is the angel speaking to Mary. And behold, thou shalt conceive
in thy womb.
In your womb.
And bring forth a son.
And bring forth conception, birth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Conceive,
yes,
born.
Yes, sir.
Can't get that mixed up. Mm-hmm. Y'all got that? All right, now we have Luke 1:34 and 35. Read, what it say?
Then said Mary unto the angel.
Then said Mary to the angel.
How shall this be?
This semester, apostle is hammering on the supernatural. Everything is supernatural.
Everything.
If God is supernatural, he's a supernatural God. Everything is supernatural.
Yes,
now Mary, up on this salutation, is thinking naturally. This angel have just told her she's going to conceive and bring forth the Son of God, the Christ child. She say, how can these things be? Watch this. Seeing that I've never been intimate with a man. How is this going to happen? Verses 34 and 35. Read.
And the angel answered.
And said unto her.
The Holy Ghost.
Who?
The Holy Ghost. Shall come upon thee.
Underline that term. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Yes, sir.
That's supernatural. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Read.
And the power of the high shall overshadow thee.
Now notice that when the Holy Ghost is in manifestation, power. Come upon, overshadow,
yes,
conceive, born. All of these are supernatural words.
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee,
yes,
and the power of the high shall overshadow thee. Read.
Therefore also. That holy thing which shall be born of thee.
Which shall be, notice that term again, born of thee.
Shall be called the Son of God.
Jesus was conceived by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So if Jesus was conceived and born of the Spirit, we got to go the same way. Are y'all with me? Matthew 1, 19 through 23. This is going to blow your mind because, you know, the Bible don't tell you everything specifically. They even taught you in school to do deductive reasoning. Some stuff they don't need to have to tell you. You don't need to have to eat too many jalapeno peppers to figure out that they're very hot. I'm just saying. And the reason I'm saying this is because when I tell somebody Jesus spoke in tongues, They go, oh, the Bible never said that. The Bible don't say everything, dummy. Some things you got to figure out. So I'm going to show you that the pattern is there. All right, come on, read.
Then Joseph, her husband,
being a just man
and not willing to make her a public example,
was minded to put her away privately or privily. Read.
But while Joseph was thinking on these things, behold,
Joseph found her pregnant. In the natural, his mind was going off. Look, this ain't ever happened before now. So here this girl, you were telling me she's pregnant. Now she talking about, you know, this is the Holy Ghost. you say, I'm a Holy Ghost you. But at the same time, look at his spirit. Look at his heart. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to make you a public example. They really want to stone and kill you. But because I love you so much, I'm going to put you away privately. Maybe the church needs some of that. But let's go ahead on and read the Bible.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
The angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
The angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
In a dream.
Saying,
Joseph,
thou son of David,
fear not
to take unto thee Mary thy wife.
For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Is of who?
The Holy Ghost.
Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
You're reading supernatural transactions. Because in order to move in the gifts of the Spirit, we're talking about moving in the supernatural. You have to have a spiritual escort. The Holy Spirit is that escort. So everything begins in the Spirit. Conceived of the Spirit, born of the Spirit. Are y'all with me now? Then we go to, now, baptize with and filled with the Spirit. Y'all got it?
Yes,
see, we talking about Jesus now,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 3, come on, 16. Got a lot, long way to go.
And Jesus, when he was baptized.
3:16-17. And Jesus, when he was what?
Baptized.
When he was baptized,
went up straightway out of the water.
He came up straightway out of the water.
And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God. Descending like a dove.
And lighting upon him.
And lo, a voice from heaven
saying,
This is my beloved son.
In whom I'm well pleased. Now Jesus saw the Spirit descend in the form of a dove and land upon him. I wonder who baptized him with the Holy Ghost. Had to be the Father. Hello. I'll let you see it clearer. All right. Now we go to Luke 3:21-22. Luke 3:20. You got to have in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. We've already showed he was born of the Spirit. Come on, baptized with Luke 3:21-22. Read.
Now when all the people were baptized,
it came to pass
that Jesus also being baptized
and praying,
the heavens was open. And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
Descended in a bodily shape. Like a dove upon him. And a voice from heaven. Which said.
Thou art my beloved son.
And thee I'm well pleased.
Luke 4:18. Come on.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord where?
Well,
when did the Spirit come upon him? We read stuff. When did the Spirit come upon him?
Right.
When he was baptized in the River Jordan. He came up out of the water And the Spirit of God descended upon him in the bodily shape of a dove. In St. John chapter 1, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner to Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we're talking about the supernatural. See, there are a lot of things I hear people say, but you got to question when you read the Bible. Whether you like it or not, you have to ask questions. You're listening to me? Because you see, John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus Christ, his birth was supernatural. His mother, Elizabeth, conceived in an old age when she was barren. Right. But as sure as you in here, the Bible says John the Baptist, watch this, was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Kind of make you question some things. Because we see, Apostle, as he was teaching, was see, because it's supernatural. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. There's no set pattern.
Right.
See, you can't box the supernatural in.
Right.
The minute you try to box it in and make it fit your denomination. That's why a lot of people aren't filled with the Spirit, because their denominations and traditions have tried to box them, fence them in. You got to get out the box. There are no set patterns. See, because we're talking about flowing in the prophetic. See, a flow means movement, continual, constant movement. Anything that's flowing, watch this, never becomes stagnant. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now pay attention in class. See, John the Baptist was filled from his mother's womb. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, went to cousin Elizabeth's house and made the announcement that she was carrying the Christ child, the Bible says the babe leaped in her womb. Why did he leap? He got filled. And not only was he filled, his mother Elizabeth was filled. Now, I want you to pay attention, because I might not be able to get to all the scriptures. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you move right into prophecy.
Right.
Because most of the time, and when you go through scripture, it say, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Or they were filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. That's exactly what happened to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, for most traditional people, they don't understand. This ain't talking about no Jesus died, buried, went to heaven, and then the Holy Ghost came.
Come on. Come on, sir.
Oh, y'all didn't get what I said. The day of Pentecost hasn't showed up.
Right.
God is trying to show you something.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to box me in, but I was doing this before the day of Pentecost.
Come on, sir.
Hello. Wake up and smell your coffee. All right. Then we got Luke 4:18. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me because he hath anointed me. Well, when did the Spirit come upon him? The same time, well, Jesus in Acts 1:8 told the men that he trained, which was apostles, right? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come. Watch this. Come up on you. Come up. And John, who baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, John bear witness with Jesus. John said, I saw the Spirit of God descend upon him, light upon him, come upon him. And the one who sent me to baptize with water unto repentance, the same said unto me, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descend and remain, that is the Son of God. And John saying, I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Because see, the Holy Spirit upon is a powerful thing.
Absolutely.
We oftentimes talk about the Spirit within, but notice the pattern: conceived, born, the Spirit upon, and the Spirit within.
Yeah.
These terms are not to be taken lightly, because I'm going to show you in just a few minutes what they mean. Y'all got that? That's in Luke. We don't have to go there, right? Right. That's the Spirit upon. Then you got Acts 10:38, how God anointed. See, we are anointed. Watch this, with the Holy Ghost and with power. They're not two separate things. They should go hand in hand. Jesus said, but you shall receive power. Notice what he said. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So I believe that why Apostle Thompson pushes us to pray in the Spirit every day and constantly pray in the Spirit, because I believe he wears a divine mark. Now, this divine mark, I got a few more minutes. I said it, that's last year clock. He carries a divine mark. I believe because of his dedication, sanctification, consecration, praying in the Holy Spirit. I believe he's a man who's entered into the realm of living in the Spirit, which means at any moment he's shifting gears because the Spirit comes up on him.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree. Yes, sir.
1 minute you're talking to him, and the next minute he done zoned out and went to... See, we talk about the Spirit upon, but the Spirit within. See, New Testament people, the Spirit within, the Spirit within. Wonderful. But I want the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. You follow what I'm saying? All right. Now, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God is with him. Watch this. In the same way that he's with us. It's a supernatural transaction. We are first of all born of the Spirit. You remember in St. John chapter 3, Jesus didn't preach a whole bunch on this, but Jesus said, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, if you want to have perception in the kingdom of God, you must be born from above. You must be born again. There is no conception and no birth without the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit works with the Word. First of all, he's going to draw you. No man can come to Jesus except the Spirit draw him. The way that God draws you is by his Spirit through the Word. Because the Word and the Spirit, they agree. They work together. The Holy Spirit does nothing apart from the Word. Oh, now, come on now. You can't be sitting up in there talking about something supernatural, because the Holy Spirit ain't operating on his own. The Holy Spirit say whatever the Father say, whatever the Son say, that's what I'm carrying out. Now, don't lose track of what we're talking about. Jesus was born of the Spirit. He was baptized with the Spirit. And he was filled with the Spirit. And contrary to popular opinion, he spoke in tongues.
Absolutely.
Somebody say, I ain't never heard that. You heard it today. And now I have to go through the Bible, because you need to see it. Now, you have to write down all these references. We can't go to all these references, but you need to write them down. Three things. Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. That's the indwelling presence. See, the Bible says in Romans 8, 9 through 11, you read it. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That's not talking about being filled with the Spirit. That's talking about being born of the Spirit. That's why so many people get messed up. You're not saved when you speak in tongues. That's not salvation. Some people teach if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. That's a lie. Born of the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit. And that's why I say it can be no set pattern. See, we try to get set patterns. Well, you don't get a set. Matter of fact, in the Bible teaching baptisms, you know, water baptism don't save you. Spirit baptism save you. And you need to know, in every baptism, there is an agent. If I baptize you, John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. John was saying, I'm the one putting you in water. But he who cometh after me, he's mightier than I. His shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. Watch this. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So if you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, it was the head of the church that did the baptizing.
Right.
He was the agent that immersed you into the Holy Ghost.
Come on, sir.
You need to understand these things. See, because that's why we can't effectively win people. I don't want to argue. I just want to show you how I go.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's keep walking here. So we're talking about born of the Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Mm-hmm. We talk about that indwelling presence. Then filled with the Spirit. Now, when you're filled with the Spirit, you don't cry. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, I got filled with the Spirit. I cried. Okay, you can cry. But after you cry, we need to hear some evidence.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you have to write down all these references because, you know, there's a lot of scripture I got here. You know, Luke 1, 41 through 42, Luke 1, 15. Luke 1, 41 through 42 talks about Elizabeth. When she heard the salutation of Mary, she was filled and prophesied. Amen. Luke 1, 15 talks about John the Baptist being filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Come on. John 1, 29 through 34. We talked about Lord, hold up here. They told me. Yeah, okay. John 1, 29 through 34. That was John's record.
Yes, sir.
I saw him filled with the Spirit. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. Jesus speaking to the apostle said, don't go nowhere. Don't do nothing. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Acts chapter number 2. 1 through 4. You write these references down. I want you to read these before the next session. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 8, verses 12 through 21. Acts chapter 10, 34 through 44. Acts 19, 1 through 6. Now, the reason I want you to read all of those is because I'm going to use that to point out to you, Jesus was born of the Spirit. He had the Spirit up on him. He had the Spirit within. And in the same way he functioned, we could function.
Yes,
then once we get there, then we're going to start talking about moving in the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes,